It's here and now. An election takes place. The Cubs win, but nothing seems to impact the death toll in Chicago. This past weekend, 4 men were killed by gunfire. 15 more were wounded. Halloween weekend, the tally was 6 dead, 15 wounded. October was Chicago's second most violent month this year. 78 murders, 353 shootings. And those statistics come despite an innovative program being used by the Chicago Police Department to determine who's likely to commit a violent crime or die in one, to then find them and try to save their lives or the lives of their potential victims. It's an algorithm, but looking at the statistics, it doesn't seem to be working. Frank Main has covered crime for the Chicago Sun-Times for years and says that the violence in Chicago is as bad now as it was when he started 17 years ago. He joins us from the newsroom at the Sun-Times. Frank, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And start with the algorithm. Tell us a little more about it, who was behind it, and how it was supposed to work.
So this was a long time coming, and there's a particular fellow who had a lot to do with it. His name is Andrew Papachristos. Back in 2002, I met him because he was working at the National Gang Crime Center and was out in the street doing research on gangs. And so as far back as 2010, he and some other researchers started looking at Chicago and trying to see whether they could apply kind of network strategy to solving crime in Chicago.
Well, this is just fascinating to us because not only was he a guy from Chicago, his mother dealt with gangs. She was a social worker. You know, it sounds like, you know, a Chicagoan who really almost crafted his career to try to help this problem.
That's true. And so he looked at this thing a couple different ways. And one of them was that he went to the west side of Chicago and he saw that there was a very small number of people who were in a network of individuals who are at super high risk of getting killed. So essentially, he looked at a neighborhood that had about 80,000 people in it, and he found a network of about 1,600 people who were at the highest risk of getting murdered. And he found, you know, just like in 6 degrees of separation, he found that many of these people were a handshake away from their killers. I mean, they knew the people who were likely to kill them. They were in, you know, a high-risk lifestyle. And what was interesting about his research there is that some people wrote off these entire communities as being dangerous and, you know, everybody in the community was at high risk of being killed. So he said, well, if we really drill down into these neighborhoods, maybe we can apply some strategies to save those people.
This led to what's now called the strategic subject list. And your police chief there agrees, your police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, he says, we know there's a small segment that's driving this, which
that's
was,
right.
You know, off of this research.
But the history actually goes back to 2013. The previous police superintendent, Gary McCarthy, actually launched this thing. And he kind of created a hybrid of what Andrew Papachristos wanted to do. He used it to also identify potential offenders, so people who might shoot and kill other people. And so they tried to create this, like you said, strategic subject list based on an algorithm that would use all sorts of factors to try to predict, you know, who was most likely to engage in violence, as well as who might be a victim.
Well, talk about some of those factors, because it's not race and it's not neighborhood. It's things like what? Arrests and convictions?
So some of the things that might make you at risk would be that you had a previous violent crime in your background or violent crimes. You might be a gang member. You might be in a certain age group
right.
that might be more likely to commit violence. The thing is about this particular algorithm that the university that designed it and the Chicago Police Department won't talk specifically about what's in the algorithm. They'll talk generally about what it does.
And when you say the person who designed it, Miles Wernick is a professor at the Illinois Institute of Technology. He created the algorithm again off of Andrew Papachristos at Yale's research. Okay, so when it's first drawn up, just start there. A lot of people worried about this. It seems like it's targeting somebody for a crime they haven't committed.
Right. Future crime, right? So it really raised a lot of eyebrows when they first talked about this. But what it really does is it has allowed the police to knock on a very small number of doors of people who they believe are at the highest risk of either being killed or killing somebody.
Okay, tell us about that part of the program. The police commander visits people pinpointed by the algorithm to tell them the risk they're at. How's that working?
The last time I addressed this issue was a couple months ago, and I was told that since 2010 they had essentially made contact with about 950 people who were gang members and were on this SSL list. So if you think about that, I mean, it's a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of the total number of gang members in Chicago, which, you know, are estimated at least 100,000 in Chicago. The people who run this program, of course, believe that this is working, and they say about 11% of these people that they met with became victims of a shooting after one of these visits. So, in other words, you know, 1 in 10 did not become victims. They also said that 20% of the people that they contacted committed a new act of violence. So, you know, 2 in 10 committed an act of violence. And then 19% of these people reached out for help. So the third component of this program is to have people who they consider to be influential in your life, like your pastor or your coach or somebody who you respect, also at the door with the police commander and offering to get you help in terms of job, counseling, services, that kind of thing. And, you know, not everybody takes them up on that. And in fact, in talking to people who have actually been visited by these folks, a lot of these young guys tell me that they were kind of wary of what the police were up to. You know, they thought that they were essentially just being targeted by the police instead of being offered a helping hand. So there's still a lot of distrust. So what's happening now, I mean, with these 600-plus murders that are going on right now in Chicago, is that there are a whole host of different reasons why that's happening. And this program, I would have to say, is just one small way to address it, you know?
Well, later this week, we're going to explore those other factors, including how many gangs there are in Chicago. Wow, 100,000 members. That's Frank Main, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times, who covers crime. Frank, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And again, we'll take another look on Thursday at the bigger problems relating to gun violence in Chicago. But if you live there, we want to hear what you think they are. Please leave a comment with this story at hereandnow.org.